A war against a war is itself a war. War looks into the mirror, and war looks out. The consciousness of war can create only war. Ending war in the human experience requires more than watching television and disapproving, or feeling shocked or hopeless, or political activism. It requires a change of consciousness. Until you change the consciousness of war in yourself, the consciousness of enemies, allies, villains, and righteousness, you will continue to create wars. You will judge, criticize, blame, and attempt to change people. That is to say, you will create war in your consciousness. Human consciousness has created every war in human history, from the Peloponnesian Wars to the World Wars to the warfare that surrounds us today, including terrorism. Until you change the consciousness of war in you, you will live in a world at war. If you want the Earth to become a planet of peace, you must become a person of peace. That is how important the transformation of your consciousness is. Scientists of the soul change the reflection they see around them by changing what is reflected. Changing the consciousness that creates poverty, hunger, and exploitation into the consciousness that cherishes life solves these problems permanently. The science of the soul probes far below the surface of appearances and into the depths of intention. It utilizes the power of your creativity, applied with your awareness, and directed by your intentions. That is how scientists of the soul utilize the universal law of cause and effect. When your consciousness is kind and loving, it creates experiences of kindness and love. And when it is violent, it creates violent experiences. When you care for others, others care for you. And when you manipulate with your kindness, you will be manipulated, and so on.